Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru slash all around. Oh, you know what he is? He is the owner of a Chevrolet. I can't even hold it in anymore.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Preach.
How about a shout out to my man Donald that has facilitated this happening in Concord, North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying.
The South is going to rise again because Richard.
Richard, I want to tell you something about Richard. First of all, we got the professors here. All right. Moving on. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel slash All Around Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on?
We got Tim Greer. He's still here. And we got Sean.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't introduced them, still both of them.
Both of them. Yeah.
We're moving along.
All right, let's get back to Richard.
And we got getting back to Richard.
We're so proud. Don't forget about Matt, the camera guy.
And Matt, the camera guy.
Wave. Yeah. He's waving.
He's like Silent Bob. He's just. So, but this is the thing. You know, so we were down in Daytona Beach, Florida, me, Matt, and Kobe, and we're walking around, and Kobe saw this really cute little Corvair. We had a blast. I bought that car. We had a great time riding all over Daytona Beach in this thing and having all kinds of adventures. We bring it back, and then, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
It does.
I would never put myself in a Corvair, but I'm going to tell you something. My buddy Richard's seen himself in one. And he said, I need it. So you're telling me, I talked him out of a Dodge, got him into a Cadillac. Had a couple more Dodges left. You know, so he's getting better. But he's still kind of on, you know,
well,
over
he
there.
Went, no, not quite better because he went from one Dodge to two Dodges.
Yep.
He relapsed. And then, thank you, Jesus, the little Corvair came in, stole his heart, sold, just selling Dodges off. Get rid of them. Had a fire sale. And now, He's the proud owner of a 63 Chevy Corvair Monza convertible.
Black on black on black.
Triple black.
Darth Nader.
Darth Nader.
What did I say to both of y'all when y'all sent me pictures of that car before it was even bought?
Buy it.
Yep.
I said, buy that car. I love it.
And I'm telling you.
I didn't think I'd own it.
And he made it. And I mean, it was just, I felt like old Chuck Woolery making a love connection.
You done it.
I did it. You know what? And I mean, that's what I love. I mean, first of all, whenever you can pull somebody from a Mopar, that's
all right,
a win.
No.
No, straight up. I mean, like, literally. Like, I mean, I checked.
Don't be no Mopar.
Hey, how hard was it for me to sell the Murata?
It wasn't too hard because about 5 minutes after you seen that Corvair, it was on the internet for sale.
Exactly.
And it sold in 24 hours.
Yeah,
a sucker is born every 30 seconds. How do you think my sales career has been so good? I'm telling you. Listen. That's the thing.
I love that car, man. It's going to a good home, and I'm glad it is.
It's a damn Dodge, not a dog, okay?
You better be glad you didn't trade it in, because we had plans for it.
Oh, I'll tell him. I said, I'll even take it, don't trade. He wouldn't even let me do it. That would be an epic YouTube video.
Yes.
Just riding around hitting things, you know, to the scrapyard. And I'm like, I want to watch you crush it. Like, can we film this?
Of course.
No, the car is going to get fully restored. Look, the guy that's buying it, I talked to him yesterday. He's already got a set of NOS emblems. Like the emblem new that old. I looked for 3 months for to try to find a used one. He's got a full NOS set of emblems
All
coming.
All right, Professor, what would you do if he just like blowing smoke up your butt and he's making it into a demolition derby car?
I saw the picture.
How about it, like next time you see it, it's going to have like a 3 painted on the side of it and all the windows knocked out.
I'm going to tell you what, I have had cars that people said they was going to make demolition derby cars out of, and I wouldn't sell it to them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have sold it.
You would. So if he told you, he said, man, this is going to be I'm going to turn it into a renegade race car to race out at Greenville Pick and Speedway.
I would say, buy car.
No, I wouldn't have sold it for that.
You would say, no, you can't have it. Really?
I wouldn't have sold it to anyone that's going to do something like that with it.
How about if they said they were going to make it into a donk?
I'd be all right with that.
You so gangster.
If you want to put 28s on it and wrap it up like a Sweet Tarts wrapper.
Did you have DSS check this buyer out before you sent it up there?
I'm pretty sure the professor did a background check on this guy.
I did not.
There's fathers that send their daughters on dates that did less background work than Richard did.
I had my father screen them. Apparently it worked out all right because he's coming Sunday to pick it up.
That's what I'm saying. So out with the Dodge, in with the Chevrolet. How's it feel to be on the winning side? You look better today.
A lot of things are going good right now.
That's what I'm saying. You look good.
Thank you.
You having a good hair day?
No, I need a haircut badly. But
it's
I gave you a free coupon.
I know. It's sitting on my kitchen counter right
Hopefully
now.
It's not in the Dodge.
Hey, he can get a haircut, a shave, a massage. I gave him the whole works.
But this place ain't Belton, is it?
No, it ain't Belton.
That's not the whole works.
It's got a whole other meaning down there.
Yeah, not down there, but no, this is it. This is at Frank's.
Hot
downtown
Rods and Happy Hours brought to you by the Shear Shack.
But no, you got a coupon.
I'm ready for our live remote.
I know. Saturday morning.
I've got to work Saturday.
Oh, man. Well, use it Saturday afternoon.
I've got a lunch obligation.
A lunch obligation.
You would look better.
That's what you call it now.
You would look better with a haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Laying already getting dates.
So are you going to get you one of them? Are you going to get you one of those satin jackets with Heartbeat of America on the back of it, Professor?
No. I might get a cool leather bomber jacket.
You know what? We're going to go get them this weekend.
Are you going to get like a 3 tattooed on your arm?
No. I'm not going to do that.
You know what we need to go get them this weekend? A flat bill Puma hat.
A flat bill Puma hat.
Why?
That's what the owner had.
The owner had on. I'm telling
you. Corvair Casanova had a flat bill Puma hat.
Yeah, he was 87 years old, and he was still dragging the ladies in with a Corvair.
The new owner isn't really into flat billed Puma hats.
You don't have to be into it to wear it.
No, you got to.
Sean did serve a valid point there. That car comes from a long... I mean, that guy, I'm telling you.
Comes from a long line of babe hounds, it sounds like.
It is. Well, I mean, that's the thing. A little dry. Every female that's seen this car, including the model that in the video, went nuts over that.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute.
It's just like the Murata.
It's like that baby yoke.
Like the Murata.
No. There's nothing cute about that.
I literally had a girl text me. I sent her a picture of the Murata and the Cordova because she hadn't seen either. And she was with her 4-year-old daughter, and she replied, "Me and my daughter have both come to the consensus that those are two of the ugliest cars we've ever seen in our lives."
See, if you had sent her a picture of the Corvair, you'd got a nude pic back.
Well, I did send a picture of the Corvair. I have since sent a picture of the Corvair.
And?
Well, I'm not going to say.
He's got a lunch date.
Oh, we know the lunch obligation now, huh? See, that's what I'm saying.
That's not what's going on Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah, you say that.
Sure. Might be what's going on Saturday night.
What? Got a babysitter. I love
Matt.
We so proud.
I'm filming.
I'm filming.
Are you really filming?
Saturday night.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant right now.
No, he's talking about for a babysitter.
But this is exciting, though. I mean, like, literally. Let's say... You just got out of rehab. That's how I feel right now. I'm excited.
I am super stoked for you. I really am.
Dude, I'm pretty hype about it. I'm looking forward to it. Bringing her home.
That's the thing. I would feel better if you come in and tell me you were worshiping Satan than another Dodge. And now we've got you out of all that. Like, I feel like I've done something right in life. You know what I mean? Like all the wrongs that I did, one day I'm going to be sitting up at the pearly gates and be like, "Rob, you had a lot of fun, but you did a lot of wrongs, but you did get Richard out of them damned old Dodges." And, you know, he'll be like, "Doors open, guy. Come on in." Boom.
And even better, when you give it a cool name like Darth Nader.
That's Sean.
Dude, that is the name.
Darth Nader.
You can't go wrong with that name in that car. It lines up perfect.
I want to thank you.
You're welcome. That was my moment of creativity on the day.
That
personalized
perfect
DRTH space NDR.
That may happen.
Oh, Darth Nader. Yep. And nobody's going to get it. That's the thing.
Corvair, people that know about Corvairs will get it.
I tell you what would be hilarious. There's a lot of them. You need the book, like how the guys put like the Bible on the dash. You need the book on the dash. Just running around. I like that.
I do too.
I tell you what I don't like is commercial breaks. Every time we get on a good rant, you know what? We got to celebrate. While you guys are listening to commercials, we are going to clap our hands and sing because we're excited about the professor getting a Chevrolet. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods in.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Hour heads your way.
Right here on 106.3
WORD. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Philadelphia, PA?
It's a very patriotic town.
It is.
It is. I like it.
This is America.
And home of Rocky.
Adrian.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
The new Cadillac owner. Don't forget about that.
And a Cadillac owner. Put Tim in a caddy. I mean, it's been a win-win day all the way around.
That's right.
And then we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them.
I made a word because of you. Both of them.
Both of them.
No, it's both of them.
Both of them.
That's not how I spelled it.
Let's Google.
Let's Google.
It's worth the Google.
It's B-O-F-F-U-M. Bofum.
Bofum.
I think I had a V in it.
A V?
Bofum.
Bofum.
I can't, you know,
we're
can't
talking,
remember.
You know, so we're talking, we were talking in the last segment.
Talking about cars you've sold this week.
I'm telling you. I mean, everybody's buying them, you know? I mean, just going to Texas. I sent cars as far as Roebuck and all the way to Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Old Tim jumped on the bandwagon.
That's what I'm saying. Rabbit's used car. I love it. We pulled up to Cracker Barrel, and first thing Tim says, damn, heat don't work worth a damn, this thing. I said, you should have bought the extended warranty. Have you ever turned the heat on? Nope. You know, that's the thing. The you ever notice test driving a car, the less things you use, the less things you got to tell lies about.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, if I don't know it works, I don't know if it does or not. I just treat it like I assume it does it, you know, and I'm just driving it.
Just like the Viper truck, the guy said, I never put it in sixth gear.
Exactly.
Okay. How because do you can.
You're telling you've owned a truck for 3 years and you've never put it in sixth gear yet?
Did you
buy that thing?
I called Bull.
I gave it back to him.
I mean, he wasn't lying. He never put it in sixth gear. He just didn't tell you why he never put it in sixth gear.
He didn't put it in there. It just wouldn't stay.
It just won't stay there. Maybe that's what he meant. It just never stayed in sixth gear.
I never kept it in sixth gear.
You said you drove it to the beach. I did, but I was pulling a trailer, and I never went out of fifth gear. It says not to get out of fifth gear, and I said, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's been a big week in news, period. How about... just like video killed the radio star, the damn internets have done killed magazines.
They sure have. Like, for real.
Street Rodder, Lowrider.
All of them. Just
Mini trucking.
Mini trucking.
Trucking in general. I mean, everything. I think what's Motor Trend, Hot Rod. There's four.
You're talking about the ones that are staying?
Right.
Motor Trend, Hot Rod, Car and Driver's gone. Automobile's gone. I don't know what the other two are.
The only time I ever read those when I was in the doctor's office, but still.
Well, but it's something to read while you're in the doctor's office. Well,
it's something to look at. Look at this new Peugeot.
But now WebMD killed going to the doctor's office.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Damn you, internets.
And we got phones now.
You just think about what the internet has killed. I mean, when's the last time you bought?
It killed the swap meets.
Yeah, killed swap meets.
Porno Max.
Definitely put a kink in that biz. I'm just throwing that out there.
When's the last time you put a disc in a radio, a CD?
See, that one's got me a little salty, actually. I wish cars still had CD players.
Why?
Because I have like 600 CDs.
What do you have on CD? Do you really need to listen to Duran Duran that bad?
Yeah.
Are you hungry like a wolf?
And you can pull it up on your phone quicker, and you can put it in.
But I don't download music.
I was listening to Rough Boy on ZZ Top off my iPhone through Bluetooth in my truck on the way here.
That's it. I'm listening to Too Short, getting it on the way home.
I'm telling you. You are kind of thuggish.
Okay, the four that are sticking around is Carcraft, Four Wheel Magazine, GP, which is Jeep, and Street Rider.
Street Rider is solid. Street Rider's gone.
There's the four that are sticking.
No, that's four that are going.
Is that the four that's going?
That's just four that are going.
Oh, Matt handed it to me. I didn't read all small print.
Y'all don't give me a microphone.
Good job, camera guy.
Great job. Now you know why you don't get a mic.
Hey, Matt,
he just handed it to me, and I'm like reading.
You want to squeeze in over here?
Yeah. But you can sit on Richard's lap. Just sit over.
Richard's mad at me. I told you not to buy his car.
Hater. But yeah, but all these magazines are going away. I'm pretty sure it's Hot Rod. Trying to think. I know Motor Trend's staying, obviously. But there's two more. But the rest of them are gone.
Yeah.
Mustang Magazine. What's the Mustang Monthly? It's gone.
Mustang Monthly's gone.
Which, I think it turned into Mustang Bi-Monthly already. But you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any magazine subscriptions, so I guess I'm part of the problem. But on the other hand, like when I go into the CVS or when I go into the grocery store, I always look at the magazines. I don't buy them. I look at them still. Maybe I am the damn problem. You ever thought about that?
I do the same thing.
Maybe I'm in a bad business. You know, like I'm. I just thought about that. Like
the only time that I bought magazines is when something that I built or myself was in it.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's all online, and now they're doing that. They're staying online. So you can still look at them, the online version.
Yeah,
of it.
it's a natural. It's sad,
but you're not turning
pages. Natural progression.
It's different. You know what I mean? And this is the thing: Tim Strange, who is a really, really big car builder. You know, this guy, Search and Restore on back on Spike TV back in the day, and just Tim Strange is a hell of a builder. And Tim's one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. And this guy builds gorgeous cars. And his big thing is, keep in mind, he said 8 out of every 10 customers I have, the very first thing they say is, I want a car that's magazine quality. Well, now there ain't no damn magazine no more.
Now it's Instagram quality.
Yeah, exactly. It's IG. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything looks good online. You know what I mean? I mean, that explains my second wife. But you know what I mean.
That Cadillac sure did look a lot better online.
You know what, Tim? I'm going to tell you something. You know, after the fact, it's not the damn time for buyer's remorse, son. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? Just saying.
What's the lemon laws in South Carolina?
There is none.
It's a buyer beware state. That's why I live here. So, it's like, ha ha.
Again, you should have got extended warranty.
Tim, you could scrap that car for what you paid for it.
You could. If I sold it to you by the pound.
Yep.
Thing's 24 feet long.
Weighs as much as a tank.
Right quick.
What else?
There was a lady broke down the other day and called a tow truck. And she said, I'm just giving up on it. Just take it to a scrapper. Guess what it brought? It's a full, a Ford Explorer.
How much?
$80, and the tow bill was $50. She left there walking with $30.
Here's your case of Michelob and two lottery tickets. Good luck.
She got dinner.
$30.
$30.
She's not eating anywhere but the Cracker Barrel. Early bird.
You can eat good for $30 at the Cracker Barrel.
Once.
Yeah, once. One time.
And you're not leaving a tip. You know?
And you're going to take an Uber home, and it's probably going to be half of that.
Yeah. Well, you better get full because you're going to be walking, so you're going to need your energy, you know? But that sucks about the magazines, though. I mean, like, it's funny that they're gone. And it's not.
It's sad.
It is really sad. I'll tell you what else is sad. Damn commercial break.
Again already?
Killing me. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Here's your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have the Corvair Casanova himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a personal thank you and shout out to Daytona Beach, Florida?
Woot, woot. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy. / my accomplice in getting Richard back on the straight and narrow. Cubby Miller.
That's right. What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
That's right. I'm here.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
And then we have Matt, the camera guy. And he points, so we all know
talk,
he's there.
Talk loud, Matt.
Hello.
Hello. So, some amazing things this week. One, We got Richard liking women again. No, I'm just saying, he got a Chevrolet. He's like, hey, I got your attention. No, he got him a Chevrolet. And then we got, the magazines went away. Like, I'm hearing that Buggles song in my head.
Video
killed the radio star. But instead, it's like, Peterson killed the magazine. Thanks a lot, Motor Trend. Actually, it's Discovery Channel killed the magazines. That's what it is. It's rough. And then everybody's all huffy about it and all that stuff, but apparently they're all like me. Nobody bought them. I just read them in the store.
Yeah, well, that's what they're for, and in the doctor's office.
Is that put Patrick's purse down?
I'm sorry, I was stealing it.
Yeah. He literally has a handbag.
Of video games.
It's got Mario
He keeps a video game in his purse. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey.
That's what it is, ain't it? Am I right, Patrick?
It's a video game.
Yep. He can't talk.
And a purse. But, because that's trendy now. It's like Indiana Jones. But you know, that's you know, it's almost sad though. So like, okay, future, now is vintage, is old magazines have become, this is vintage.
I bet you a lot of these magazines will probably come collectible.
Let me ask y'all something. How old were you when you got your first car magazine?
4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was real young.
I was 6. My older brother bought it for me. It was a Motor Trend. And it had, I'll never forget, no, Ridden Track, not Motor Trend, I'm sorry. It had all the new Porsches in Guards Red on the cover, and it was covering all of the cars that Porsche sold at that time.
That's, I mean, so that's the thing. This is memories.
Yeah.
That's what you remember. You know, I mean, I shared with you guys an instance with a Lowrider magazine I had. You know what I'm saying?
Really hit a special spot in you?
Yeah, you know, it really touched me. But, you know, that's...
Easy Rider.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I heard Matt the Camera Guy's kind of fond of those himself.
Thanks, Uncle.
Both of them.
Thanks, Uncle.
Yep.
But I don't even ride a motorcycle. Hell, I can't even ride a bike. It don't matter. But you appreciate good publications. You know what I mean? But, I mean, that's the thing now. So I want to build a magazine car. What's a magazine? Cartoons magazines around. A comic book magazine died and came back.
That was the best.
I love cartoons. And it's even cooler now.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not considered
And my a, buddy owns it. That's even better.
I'm sure it's not considered that's a cool. graphic novel.
A graphic novel? No, it's a damn comic book. That's what's wrong with the world. Everybody, it's a graphic novel. No. It's a picture story. You know what I mean? Even Patrick reads comic books. He looks like one of those.
Patrick still reads comic books.
Yes. I have a show on Saturday nights where we talk about comic books.
How good's that doing?
Very well.
Number 6.
That was real. I didn't even say it.
You know what?
I just asked.
I want to say this. Off air, I was talking to, you know, the main boss, and I was like,
did you know who you were?
No, he knew who I was.
That Hush. One did.
But I was like, look, so Tara's beaten Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the podcast numbers. And he goes, yeah. I said, okay. That's my goal now. I'm going to beat Tara. So my whole mission behind here, while you guys are making fun of me, is to get you guys number one.
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing for you guys.
You know what? And that's why I love you, Patrick. Because we're a
You're
team.
You're welcome.
So what and there's
we
no
do?
I
what
in
do we
team.
What do we need to do now?
Promote.
Promote.
Promotion is key. No. That's the other thing is, you know, back to magazines. We're getting off radio talk.
No more radio show talk.
No, this is a radio show talk. You know, it was only, you know, tell her to savor the flavor because it's not going to last. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, you just send type of a memo. Send that in.
We're going to buy commercials on the radio station for a radio show.
So anyway, but yeah, but that's the thing now. And I bet you they are going to become a collectible.
I do.
But I tell you the thing was funny. Like one guy was, I noticed on Facebook, I was scrolling through and somebody was complaining about Street Rodder magazine going away. Hell, Street Rods, hell, when was the last time you've seen one? I mean, really, I mean, how many subscriptions could they possibly had? Hell, the first Street Rodder magazine came out, it was done in damn Sanskrit. I mean, it's, I mean, that's old stuff. I mean, and those guys are old school. Hell, they ain't got internet yet.
That's why they're upset.
The Street Rodder website is only like 3 months old.
It is. I know, it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? That's, I mean, so, I mean, there's some magazines that they, like the trucking magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, that, I don't get that.
A lot of people are
VW
upset.
VW Trends.
That,
way.
That I got upset about.
Well, one what thing. Go on.
Huh? What?
So next. When did it leave?
Last week.
VW Trends.
Oh, yeah, it was last week.
Last week.
One thing, like, you kind of hinted on, like, if you do get your vehicle into, quote unquote, into a magazine, you no longer have anything tangible.
Nope.
That you can be like, hey, check this out. You
go to this website, www.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, when people walk in your shop, like, you know, we used to do a bunch of stair stuff when I had my stair stuff. You know, the coffee table, like, in the room had magazines with our cars in it.
What people am I supposed to read in the doctor's office?
That's true.
Well, time of year.
Or you would frame that kind of thing as a display.
Exactly.
You know, how good is your work? Well, here's the magazines where our work was
featured. What are those guys at the car show going to put in front of their cars?
Well, now they're going to put www.
Yeah, what are you going to get, an iPad now?
It's going to be one of those picture frames that just scrolls pictures all the time.
Exactly.
It's going to have a link.
Yep.
Check the link.
A QR code. Go check out my stuff. Get the QR code.
Here's a USB drive. Try that. But that's where it's coming to. I mean, that's crazy. That they're gone. I mean, it's like you know, like I probably would have bought one now if I knew it would come to this.
Well, here's another thing to think of is, say you didn't have a subscription. Say you weren't getting it in the mail.
How about Barnes & Noble? One whole section's damn gone.
Yeah. Where do you physically go to buy one? Like,
who the hell goes to Barnes & Noble for anything else?
I would go into Ingles.
Whoa. Well, see, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now at Barnes & Noble's? The Starbucks is going to get bigger.
Exactly. I mean, that's just the coolest library ever, you know? I didn't know they were for sale there.
I didn't know.
I thought the checkout was for them and
them. How many of us here are guilty of going into Barnes & Noble and reading on a magazine, sitting there reading them and drinking Starbucks and not buying anything?
Over here.
I've been on dates
so
before doing that.
So whose fault is it that the magazine died?
Listen,
you're right.
We're all guilty.
We're magazine hypocrites.
We are magazine hypocrites.
We love to see them, but we ain't going to buy them.
Like,
think about this. How many times do you read a magazine one time?
Hey, this we are the problem.
Hey, this was pretty bad, and I will say this about, I would probably say 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was at Walmart walking by. I seen I think Chevy Truck Magazine or something. There was a beautiful truck on the cover. I take my phone and take a picture of it and put the magazine back and walk on.
I've done that before, too.
And who's going to be the people that hassle you at car shows trying to sell you magazine subscriptions? What are you going to sell me now?
I can do without that. That might be the silver lining.
You know what? Of all the magazines they could have gotten rid of, I would have rather saved a few good car magazines and like got rid of like Golf Digest.
Or Southern Home and Living.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, Golf Digest is the actual most selling magazine of all time.
It's because there's a lot of boring sick people that like read magazines.
The world's a can read. Horrible place.
Well,
readers.
Every doctor's office, every lobby you go into, every...
You know what? If we had Hot Rod magazines, there'd probably be a lot less sick people in this world.
Might be.
It'd make me feel better.
Well, the problem is if we had more Hot Rod magazines or more Hot Rods, I guess everybody would be spending their money on Hot Rods and not going to the doctor.
You know, it's just like I tell people all
like,
the time.
I can't cover that copay because I just spent all my money on parts.
Hey, you know, it's like I told a guy the other day. A guy told me, you know, he goes, man, he said, these cars really do make you happy. I said, have you ever seen one of these cars parked in front of a psychiatrist's office? No, because they're happy. That's why.
Right.
They fixed the problem. I love it.
I'm with you.
And you know what?
Commercial break again, right?
It's coming. It's coming. Not quite yet. You jumped the gun on just a little bit.
It's coming around the bend.
Well, you know what? But I mean, that's the thing. But what's next? You know what I mean? All these things are dying off. We're going to get into that here in this next segment. Guys, stay tuned. We got more coming your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru / lady killer now because he drives a Corvair, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on? How about a shout out to the Phoenix, Arizona?
That's what I'm saying.
To the Phoenix.
Not that. Uh-uh. The Phoenix.
Arizona. I love Phoenix. I love Arizona. It is the Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey,
the.
Randy Newman loved L.A. I'm just throwing that out there.
He did. He wrote a song about it.
That's a great song.
No, it isn't.
The video's epic. I love that song. I don't know what I like. Like, if I'm having a bad day, I listen to that. Or DMX.
I'd probably go with DMX. Old Earl, man. He'll always put you in a good mood.
Well, I don't know. I think the reason I listen to DMX is because it makes me feel better because I know where he's at and where I am.
I'm in a better spot.
I'm in a better spot than DMX right now. He laying face down dead in the ditch, you're doing better than DMX still.
Nah, man, he's back, dude. He's got his license and he can go overseas again. He's got his passport back.
He's got like...
I remember when he couldn't go over because of child support.
Yeah, yeah, he went through a rough spell.
I don't know if you know this, but I've always been able to leave the country and been able to drive, so I never had to worry about getting it back.
You also didn't write the Rough Riders anthem, though.
That is true, but I'm not done yet.
You were not Romeo Must Die.
And at the same time, you don't have 14 kids that you had to pay child support on.
That is the most valid point of all.
I hate to know how much that thing is.
This right here?
Yeah.
$350.
How about a whole Corvair for $350?
I don't want a whole Corvair for $350. I kind of did that with a Cordoba for $650, and it didn't work out real well.
There's nothing left.
I'm going to tell you, that's how I got in a junk business. I buy one car to fix.
Hey, has it got that thing around the gas?
Has it got the thing around the gas?
It's got the thing around the gas tank.
Oh. Anyway.
If so, if you buy it, I'll give you $20 for that piece.
We got the... it's on the driver's finger.
You're going to give me that
cool
piece?
Desk right there.
It would be a cool desk.
We
have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / All Real. Cool car guy, Kobe Miller. I didn't bring you in.
What's going on, guys?
You can't even talk till I bring you in.
I know. That's like we went off on three other rants.
Then we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
I'm internet junking.
He's internet junking.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
And I broke the cycle by speaking before
it is on it. You did. You broke the chain. You broke the rule. It does have that piece on it. So this is how junkyards
work.
See,
look, it's only the bottom half, though.
It's a half, yeah.
Yeah, I found one for $49 yesterday. I'm going to buy it.
You can buy this whole car for another $300.
If you find one for $23, I'll buy that one instead.
They got one that goes all the way around.
I'm telling you, I've seen one.
I think the factory one is half, though, from what I've seen. So I looked it up because y'all were telling me about it, and it's just the bottom half.
I mean, that would be a cool desk, though.
Yeah, it is.
That'd be killer.
Check it out. It's a
either way, I'm going to go.
Bucket seats.
Well.
It does have bucket seats.
My car has bucket seats.
It does have
bucket They don't seats. Have a Corvair magazine.
My car is a four-speed.
We're talking about magazines.
That one's a four-speed, too. It's a four-door, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember we was talking about magazines? You remember that?
It was. Yeah, they died. Favorite magazine of all time, Professor?
It's a twofer. Mopar Muscle has always been pretty near and dear to my heart. And Road and Track. Just like finding out what's going on with cars. You know, you've always had Road and Track, Automobile, Motor Trend. Road and Track has just always been my go-to.
I do like Motor Trend, and I do like Road and Track. Because you can learn a lot of stuff from the magazines.
You can find out what's going on.
You can. What's coming up? I actually like reading the reviews about them.
Myself. Yeah. What is yours, Kobe's Super Chevy?
No, actually.
That's a hell. That book changed my life.
You know, but you know what's crazy is I actually have two myself. And
well, Easy Rider.
Easy Rider is one of them.
Well, that one doesn't count.
But it would be probably Super Chevy would be one of them, and it's been long gone. But one of my favorite little I don't even call it a magazine. I call it a catalog that came, was Crutchfield. I used to love getting that Crutchfield magazine.
Cool. I've never bought nothing from it.
I have literally looked at every one I got every month from front to back 20 times.
Now, there was Car Audio and Electronics that had one issue that everybody knew, and that was the buyer's guide for the year. That was just full of equipment of everything that you couldn't afford.
Yeah, I get that. I used to get that all the time, too. But I still like looking at Crutchfield for some reason.
That well, catalogs are a dying thing. The internet's killed catalogs. The internet's killed print in general.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what happened last week.
Yep. I think at the end of the day, I think that Bill Gates had a job at a printing press and he hated it.
That's it.
And he invented the internet
or he loved
to
trees,
kill it.
One of the two. He's a tree hugger.
It could be that too.
Yep. Now, one thing that I will say that probably helps contribute to that is in my line of work, my product line might change so frequently. Like, I don't just say once a year I'm going to come out with a new product or these series of products, and then every year I do that. So I'd have to update a catalog every two or three months because the product lines are changing all the time. So printing that would be difficult. I'd end up with a bunch of leftover stuff that's not a current product or it doesn't have the new stuff in it. So for me to keep up, that would be hard to do in print.
True.
That's a good point.
It is.
A smart guy. I don't know, though, man. I mean, it's just when you're holding a book in your hand.
It's a nostalgic thing.
It is. It's just like, I imagine my grandfather, and he read Street Rodder magazine religiously before that National Dragster, back when they were drag racing. And he would sit in his Lazy Boy recliner and just look at his magazine. And he always looked at magazines backwards. He looked at them from the back to the front. He'd start with the last page and go forward.
He's like Patrick.
He reads upside down and backwards.
Yeah,
that's the skills get you places. But I remember that, and nobody else is going to remember somebody reading. And that he always pinched the corners of like he grabbed the page with his two fingers and pinched it and rolled it over. Like that's how he did it. Like dog-eared every page. You always knew a magazine he read because...
Because it was 3 inches thick.
Yeah, exactly. But like, and he had a bookshelf that had like every Street Rodder for the last 15 years. And I mean, but that was the thing. I mean, like, like all these new car builders now, you know, like Chip Foose and, you know, Alloways and, you know, Boyd Coddington back in the day and Dave Kindig and whatnot. How do you know these guys were so big? They were on the covers of magazines.
Yep.
And now, let me go check the latest Hot Rod update on the website. It's not the same.
How many followers do they have on Instagram?
Exactly. I wonder how many likes that got.
Definitely takes something away.
It does. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
It's intangible.
Go ahead.
Do what?
If you think about it, basically everybody's moved to YouTube.
Well, I mean, it's... It's that, but, I mean, everybody's moved to online format for everything.
Yep. Not really necessarily YouTube.
It's online dating.
Yep.
It's online. I mean, you buy your damn groceries online.
I remember when my dating site was Jailbirds.
Don't do that. The professor used to. It doesn't work out well. When you drive a Dodge, you got to do what you got to do.
Define well. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work.
It'll work better with a Corvair.
I'll tell you right there when they're going to get on bond.
I'll be there.
You just got to be the guy there picking them up.
See you then, sweetie.
So it was so funny. Like I just got to think it popped in my head. Like Richard, you know, on Valentine's Day, you know, remember those little hearts that taste like chalk that had the little sayings on them? Yeah, be mine. It wasn't breaking and entering mine, Professor. That was be mine. Like the word. Not breaking and entering. But... It does kind of make me sad. You know, I mean, I really, real quick, Hot Rod or Carcraft, which one would you like better, Professor?
Carcraft.
See, I'm a Hot Rod guy. I was the other one. I like Hot Rod.
I like Hot Rod.
I never liked Carcraft.
Yeah, I did. I was Carcraft.
I also like Dodges. So.
Yeah.
I just did the mini truck thing, so it's mini trucking and trucking.
Oh, those are good, too. All right, I tell you what's not good. It's commercial break, guys. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.